So what's covered in this book? We're going to cover a lot of information to help jumpstart your productivity, so pull out your battery cables and get ready for a charge. In Chapter 1, we'll talk about setting goals. I'm guessing you will be very shocked that research shows that only about 3% of the population has clearly articulated goals. To me, goals are the map that help you get where it is you want to go, and productivity helps you get there. In Chapter 2, we'll teach you how to not fight the system. One of the terms that is very popular in today's world is talking about using hacks to improve your life in every sort of way you can think of. I like to think of time systems as hacks or methodologies to help you get better at managing your time, which helps you to be more productive. In this chapter, I will talk about some of the tools that you can use to manage your time more effectively by using some sort of time management system. It doesn't matter to me what time management system you use. All that matters is the fact that you use one. In Chapter 3, we'll talk about time wasting. I'll share with you some of the shocking statistics from the United States Bureau of Labor and Industry, which I think will fascinate you, about the way that people use their time both at work and at home. There are time-wasting activities such as the internet and spending time on social media like Twitter and Facebook that end up costing us a lot of time, effort, and energy. Chapter 4, can I have a compass, please? Planning your activities is the next important element after you have a solid time management system in place and you know what your goals and objectives are. To me, the planning of activities is central to being a highly productive person. My goal is to get you to analyze all your habits related to planning activities and to look very carefully at the ones you can change in order to get dramatically better results. 5. Sunrise or sunset? In this chapter, we will take a look at whether you are a morning or an evening person. The question is not whether you are a morning or an evening person, a night owl or an early bird. What matters is trying to figure out when you are most productive. There's no doubt in my mind that there are times of day when you are certainly much more productive than others. In this chapter, I will help you evaluate when you're at your best and what activities you should do when you're at your best as well as when you're at your least level of focus, and what to do at those times of the day when you're at your lowest point of energy and effectiveness. 6. Doing the do. How do you know what you're going to work on today? When I ask people this question, I often get very humorous responses. Sometimes the answer is, I just take the day as it comes, or I wait to see what it is that I need to work on once I get into the office, or I find out what my boss wants me to work on. With all due respect, you need to start out with a plan, which is simply a piece of paper or any device with something on it called a to-do list. I think a to-do list is a very powerful tool because it gives you a track to run on for the day. It helps you know what it is that you have done and what it is you still need to do. 7. Thumbs down. I think one of the other issues about productivity is the idea that we think we have to do everything for everyone and that we have to be yes men and yes women. Is it truly a battle between quantity and quality? 8. Pardon the interruption. With the current popularity of the open office environment, it seems like no one has an office or even a cubicle. Everybody seems to be suffering from constant and continuous interruption. When there are no walls and no cubes, everyone thinks it's okay to approach you at any time of the day to talk to you or see if you can solve a problem that they're working on. I wonder when that became okay. So I believe it then becomes your responsibility to control and manage the interruptions as they come up throughout the day. Chapter 9, I Have a Robot. I'll talk to you about how you can effectively use technology to get more done now. But the reality is, technology can make our lives easier and can significantly contribute to us being more productive and effective. 10. The Power of Rest and Relaxation. While most of this book will be aimed at how to be more productive at work, I think it is also important to talk about the power of rest, recovery, and relaxation. Let's go ahead and get started, shall we?